State Senator Evan Vickers, who is a member of the Relocation Commission, indicates that of all the possible scenarios, keeping the prison where it is out of the question.
That's true. The legislature made a decision a year ago, and the reason for that is if we construct a new prison, it costs us about $500 million, and there's a revenue stream to pay for it because the property that the current prison sits on is very valuable. The property itself, as well as the tax revenue it will generate from the businesses will go on that, and the jobs that will be created there. If we renovate the existing prison, it's going to cost $300 to $400 million. There's no revenue stream to pay for it, so we got to find existing revenues to pay for it, and we still end up with a renovated old system.
A decision on which to go with of the five preferred locations is expected within the next month. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.